Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yoshua, and it's time for Take 10 for Torah Parshas Naso edition. This past Shavuos was bittersweet. It was sweet because it is such a beautiful and special holiday. It is a day when we get to relive the experience at Mount Sinai when Hashem gave us the Torah and the Aseres HaDibros. It's a day when we get to relive that element of our relationship with God, when we are able to fuse that marriage together, we're able to come together, and we're able to meet. And that is part of the idea of Shavuos. It was also bitter because I live in Teaneck, New Jersey, and unfortunately, this past Shavuos in Teaneck, we were not able to gather together to pray. We were not able to daven Bitzibor. We were not able to daven with a minion. We had to daven by ourselves. And due to that fact, there were many aspects of our prayer liturgy that were lacking. One of the most notable ones is Birchas Kohanim. As an Ashkenazi Jew, Ashkenazim, according to the Shita of the Ramah of Moshe Isserles, only say the blessing of the Kohanim on the major holidays, because the Ramah says that we need to have some level of joy, an extra level of joy when we are saying Birchas Kohanim. And short of the holidays, since we are in exile, we are not we don't have that level of joy. So because of that, we only say it on the holidays. And this past holiday, since we didn't have a minion, we were not able to say Birchas Kohanim. And that honestly weighed heavily on my heart. It is such a special time and is such a special component of our prayer ritual. I would like to speak for a little bit about that, because we learn about the bracha, we learn about Birchas Kohanim specifically from this week's parsha from Naso, when Hashem says, Daber al Aaron v'al banav lemor, speak to Aaron, i.e. the Kohen Gadol, and his children, saying, Kosev arachu es b'nei Yisrael amor lahem. Thus you shall bless, and this is how you shall bless B'nai Yisrael, the children of Yisrael. You can look it up. It's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf, Beis Chaf Gimel. And then it lists Yivarecha, Hashem Yishmarecha, and the rest of the brachos. So I'd like to speak a little bit about the dynamics of Birchas Kohanim. Who is blessing? Who is doing the bracha here? Who is giving the bracha? So there are three primary shitos that I can think of off the top of my head. The first one is the shita of the Rashbam. He mentions this in his Perush on Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Gimel. He says, Kosev Aruch Hu es Bnei Yisrael. Who is blessing the Jewish people? Kolomar, lo sev Aruch Hu mebirchas pichem, ka'adam she'omer tvuasal rosh ploni v'kach v'kach. Don't say that this is like a standard blessing where a person blesses an individual and he says, "New, like you should get, you should be allocated this sustenance and you should get this. I wish this upon you." Ela elai tispalalu shavarchem ani. Shavarchem ani. Rather, you should daven, you should pray to me that I shall bless, that I shall bless you. So what's the Rashbam saying? The Rashbam saying that really, when the Kohanim get up in front of the Jewish people and they split their fingers and they say the brachos, what they are doing is they are davening to God to convey bracha upon the Jewish people. That is what is happening according to the Rashbam. The Kohanim are praying to God to bless the Jewish people. And he brings multiple proofs for that. V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael k'shi yivarchu ha-kohanim l'Yisrael b'shmi v'lo b'shmam. The end of Birchas Kohanim says that that you shall place my name, i.e. God's name, upon the Jewish people. So you're supposed to be blessing in my name. Don't bless in your name, Kohanim. You're supposed to be asking God to bless the Jewish people. So that is shita number one of the Rashbam and others, that God is the one who's giving the blessing and that the Kohanim are praying to God to bless the Jewish people. That's number one. Number two, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down various understandings, also in Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And he says, V'al-derech ha-medrash, Kosev Arachu. According to the Midrash, Kosev Arachu implies, Masar lama kadosh baruch hu ha-brachos la-kohanim b'matana, she'ikoach b'yadam levarech ha-Yisrael. That according to the Medrash, God gave these words, the words of the bracha of the Kohanim, Birchas Kohanim, to the Kohanim as a gift so that they would have the power to give bracha to the Jewish people. According to Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not that the Kohanim are davening to God to pray the Jewish, to bless the Jewish people, but rather God gave over the ability to bless the Jewish people to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the ones who are absorbing, who are conveying, who are conduits of blessing to the Jewish people. That is the purpose. And he bases that off of a Tanchuma. If you look in Perek Yodalid, Medrash Beis, in the Medrash Tanchuma for Parshas Naso, it says, Kosavarachu Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzchila Yisim Avarech Briosai. It says, initially, I used to bless the Jewish people. I used to convey blessing to the world. But Mikan Ve'elech, but from now on, Hari HaBrachos Misurin Lachem. But from now on, the brachos, the blessings, have now been given over to the Kohanim. The Kohanim have the sole ability to bless the Jewish people. Okay, that is number two. Number one, the Rashbam, is that the Kohanim are davening to God to bless the Jewish people. Shita number two of the Medrash of Rabbeinu Bechaya is that in reality, the Kohanim have the unique ability to bless the Jewish people. And Shita, possibly number three, is of the Medrash, also brought down in other places. It seems to be some form of synthesis, some form of combination, an amalgam of both of these Shitos. What is his Shita? So the Medrash asks a question, says that the Jewish people ask Bnei Yisrael, ask Hashem, Hashem, it's not fair. We know that you've given over the power to bless us to the Kohanim, but we don't want to just be blessed by the Kohanim. We want to be blessed by you. The Medrash says, Amra Knesset Yisrael Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Perek Tesvav Medrash Aleph. The Jewish people said before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Lekohanim Ata Omer Levarachinu. You said to the Kohanim to bless us. You commanded the Kohanim to bless us. In anu tzrichim ela l'bircha secha. But we don't need their bracha. We want your bracha. We need your bracha. So Amar l'makadosh baruch hu, Hashem responded to the Jewish people. Afal pisha amarti l'kohanim shiyu mevarchin eschem. Even though I told that I mentioned that the Kohanim are able to bless you, ani omid imahim, when they are blessing you, I am standing with them umevarich eschem. I am standing with them and blessing you at the same time. L'fichach ha-kohanim porsim kapeim. Therefore, the Kohanim spread out their hands. Lomar shakadosh baruch hu omid acharenu. In order to say that, in order to portray and show that God stands behind us. So the third shita is that really both Hashem and the Kohanim bless us at the same time. There are two aspects and two components to this bracha. And this brings us into the next question. What's with the hand placement? Many people know that the Kohanim cover themselves with talisim in many places, and they split their fingers, and they, as they are giving over the brachos. So what can we understand possibly a little bit of symbolism behind this ritual? What is going on and why does this happen? So first of all, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, mentions that based off of the Zohar in this week's Parsha, that they actually split all 10 of their fingers. But according to contemporary practice, many people hold of the Shulchan Aruch and other contemporary poskim halachic decisors that they only split they split their fingers into thirds. So they split their first two fingers and from their second two fingers, from their thumb, and they do that on both of their hands. And why do they do that? So the Mishnah Berura, if you look in Kuf Chav Ches, in Sif Yud Beis, Sif Katam Mem Dal and Mem Hey, the Mishnah Berura brings down Umichuvanim Lasos Hey, that they're supposed to make five gaps with their fingers as they are making over those, as they are giving over those brachos. Remez Lazem Imad Dechsev Hacharakim Hey Charakim. So the part of the reason the Medrash earlier brings down that the Kohanim have to split their fingers is because the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says that Hashem is Mashgiach Men HaChalonos. He gazes, he peers, he watches over from the windows, Meitzitz Men HaCharakim, and he peers through the lattices. HaCharakim, the lattices, can be split into two words, Hey Charakim, five charakim, lattices. So because of that, the Kohanim need to make five windows, five lattices with their fingers. So essentially what's going on is the Kohanim are spreading out their hands, And they are allowing God to stand behind them, as it were, and peer through their fingers and bless through them as well. So that is one reason why they spread out their hands like that. I would like to suggest and bring down another reason, rationale brought down by the Kedushas Levi, Rav Leib Yitzchak of Berdichev. He writes in this week's Parsha in Naso, if you look in the paragraph, Vaydaber Hashem, he gives a very beautiful analogy and a very beautiful image for us to think about. We have to understand that Hashem acts in the fashion that we act. Mida k'neged mida, measure for measure. The Baal Shem Tov in many places speaks about that Hashem tzilchad yaminecha, based off of the pasuk in Tehillim, that Hashem is the shadow behind our right hand. The same way that when I move my hand and my shadow moves, so too, when I move, when I act, Hashem will act in accordance to the way that I'm acting, for Hashem is my shadow. So, when we daven, and when we do actions, when we look up and we ask for things, we are asking to be receptacles. But when we perform, when we give, when we express, when we give tzedakah, and when we treat people with care and respect, Hashem will do the same thing for us, and He will also shower His bracha, His blessing upon us. So, when we have our hands, and we shape our hands, and we take our palms, turn them upward, and we keep the back of our hands facing them towards the ground, it looks like we are receiving something. And we don't just want to act like we're receiving something, because when we receive something, that means Hashem is going to act in turn. But rather, if we turn our hands facing the Jewish people, as the Kohanim do, we turn ourselves into givers. And when we do that, Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha, Hashem is our shadow, Hashem will also shower us in blessing. So this is very important for us to think about as we conduct our lives, that when we give tzedakah and when we treat people with respect, we are now enabling God to interact with us in the same manner. The Baal Shem Tov in the Sefer HaBeshtim, Parashas Kedoshim, mentions that the words, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem alokecha, love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord your God. Ani Hashem Elokecha. That's coming to teach us a beautiful idea. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Love your neighbor. Kamocha. Ani Hashem Elokecha. I will be like you are to them. V'ahavta l'recha. Love your neighbor. Kamocha. Ani Hashem Elokecha. I will be like you, the Lord your God. So when we treat our friends with love, with respect, Hashem will do the same to us. So that is the idea of the Kedushas Levi. To quickly chazer in terms of the two different reasons that we just mentioned, number one is that we spread out our hands in order to create windows that God peers through. And when the Kohanim bless us, not only are they blessing us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing us as well. He's peering through those windows, Metzitz min ha-charakim, the five charakim. As well as the Kedushas Levi, they are facing their hands down. They're not just facing their hands up as the way that a beggar will receive blessing, but rather they turn themselves into givers because we want Hashem to give to us as well. May we be zocha to experience the bracha of God in all aspects of our lives. Have an incredible Shabbos.